The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. It is 6:01 on Monday, November 9th. My name is Becky, and I'm pleased to bring you the KTQA Daily Briefing, a program that I've been bringing you since our initial pandemic shutdowns in March. When we were in phase one, we were recording and broadcasting live every day at 3 p.m. And now that our county is in phase two, we broadcast live on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but bring you the replays daily. So if you're listening to this on a day other than Monday right now, then you know that this information can always be found online on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And if it sounds a little out of date, just wait for tomorrow. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Uninsured adults can now get a free flu vaccine at Safeway pharmacies in Hilltop and Lincoln neighborhoods. You can also get them at 21 other locations across the state of Washington. No proof of residency or immigration status is required for those free flu vaccines at Safeways. The Washington State Department of Health reported that today, this is Monday, it's the sixth consecutive day with more than 1,000 new COVID-19 cases across the state. Officials have scheduled an urgent COVID-19 response media briefing for 2:30 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon. We plan to bring updates tomorrow if there are major changes to policies, guidelines, things like that. Otherwise, stay tuned for our Wednesday broadcast. And in the meantime, Washingtonians are still strongly urged to commit to fewer, shorter, smaller social gatherings, since reducing close contact with others is paramount in preventing the further spread of COVID-19. Officials urge that staying home is still safest. And if you do go out, keep it quick, keep your distance, and wear a face covering. Always wear a face covering when you're around people who don't live with you. This includes close friends and family. While it may feel awkward to do this around people we know well and trust, many people are getting COVID-19 from someone who doesn't have symptoms yet. The health department also urges everyone to talk to family and friends about alternate ways to celebrate upcoming holidays. Brainstorm ideas for virtual celebrations so you can still enjoy spending time together without putting each other at risk. If you have contracted and recovered from COVID-19, you may be eligible to donate plasma to assist someone currently suffering from disease complications. You can go online to thefightisinus.org. That's thefightisinus.org to check your eligibility, find donation centers, and learn more information about plasma donations. Moving on to our regional updates for today. Pierce County set a new high for single-day COVID-19 cases on Saturday when 223 positive COVID cases were reported. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is now up to 187.6. Health officials note that in Pierce County, as throughout the state, cases are increasing in all settings and are occurring in all age groups as people spend more time indoors and in colder weather. And they reiterate the importance of social distancing, hand washing, and masking. Restaurant Rally is going on this week through Thursday, November 12th, and then next week, November 15th through 19th, as part of a county effort to support dining establishments suffering economic losses related to the pandemic. Participating establishments, which have all been verified to be operating within COVID safety guidelines, will be giving customers 30% off their dine-in or takeout meals check before tax, excluding alcohol and orders via third-party delivery services. And the restaurants will be reimbursed with federal COVID relief funds dispersed through the county. The list of participating restaurants who are giving 30% off your bill this week can be found online at PierceCountyRestaurantRally.com. And again, that's for both takeout, as long as it's not through third-party services, or for dine-in services today through Thursday, November 12th, and then again next week, November 15th through 19th. Pierce County will be offering a virtual workshop entitled Bringing Parents Home, where participants will learn what to anticipate when aging parents move into family members' homes and how to make necessary adjustments. The hour-long workshop will be offered online by telephone on Saturday, November 14th at 10 a.m. Contact the Pierce County Aging and Disability Resource Center at 253-798-4600 or 1-800-562-0332 for details on how to call in or attend via Zoom. The Pierce County Health Department has updated its website for schools and now reports where COVID-19 outbreaks have occurred in schools. Tacoma Public Schools independently has begun reporting cases amongst members at its schools, showing the date, building location, number of positive cases, and number of individuals quarantined since October 7th. Maybe of note that for the vast majority of children enrolled in Tacoma Public Schools, they are continuing to attend school remotely online, and only highest need students receiving special education services are meeting on campuses. Sound Outreach is providing financial assistance to Federal Way residents who have been affected by COVID-19. Emergency funds are available for such things as car repairs, food, internet bills, and more. Individuals can call Sound Outreach at 253-593-2111 to see if you qualify. Moving on to updates from the City of Tacoma. The City Council will hold its regular meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, November 10th at 5 p.m. It will stream live on Facebook and at tvtacoma.com and will be broadcast on TV Tacoma. Tacoma Pro Bono will host a free virtual event at noon tomorrow, November 10th, explaining and reviewing the statewide residential eviction moratorium set to expire on December 31st of this year. There will be a moderated Q&A session for attendees. Links to join the event can be found on Tacoma Pro Bono's Facebook page, or you can call Tacoma Pro Bono at 253-572-5134 for more information. On November 13th at 10 a.m., Sound Outreach is offering a virtual workshop titled How to Deal with Collection Agencies. Links to attend this can be found on Sound Outreach's Facebook page or by calling Sound Outreach at 253-593-2111, or you can email info@soundoutreach.org. Tacoma's independent movie theater, the Grand Cinema, will be open on Thursday, November 12th through Saturday, November 14th for the first time since the pandemic necessitated closure. Films to be shown are part of the Tacoma Film Festival and are limited screenings to gauge audience interest, with the potential to open up additional theaters based on demand. No concessions will be sold and masks will be required at all times. More information, including the full list of guidelines and screenings, can be found online at TacomaFilmFestival.com. Tacoma Public Utilities has extended the deadline for small businesses to get up to $750 for utility bill charges incurred since March 17th of this year. Applications for utility assistance must be submitted by Wednesday, November 11th online. You can find links to it at mytpu.org. And as the number of positive COVID-19 cases in our region continues to increase, it's important to note that there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region. If you're up in King County, you can visit kingcounty.gov. There are locations throughout Federal Way, Auburn, Tukwila, and up in Seattle and north. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include Tuesday, November 10th, the Health Department will be doing free COVID testing at Candle Park and at Pacific Lutheran University. Wednesday is Veterans Day, and the Pierce County Health Department will be on break from doing pop-up mobile testing events, but clinics all around the Sound will be available as well. On Thursday, November 12th, testing will take place at Oakland Madrona Park, at Stewart Heights Park, and at the Church for All Nations. On Friday, November 13th, testing will take place at Tacoma Community College and at Tacoma Nazarene Church. And on Saturday, November 14th, the Health Department will be offering free COVID-19 testing at four locations. They include Portland Avenue Park and Center, Journey Church at 1801 North Pearl Street in Tacoma, the Pierce County AIDS Foundation at 3009 South 40th Street in Tacoma, and Salvation Army Camp Arnold in Eatonville. For Pierce County Health Department mobile testing sites, no ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. Testing events run 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Additionally, Community Healthcare with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you're not a community healthcare patient. Call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. I want to note that just before today's daily briefing, we did hear a public service announcement referring to a joint broadcast that was happening between KTQA and KTAH and Vete Radio Universal to offer election coverage. Well, that definitely did happen. We offered election coverage on last Tuesday's elections, and with some time, if you'd like to go back and listen to some of those commentaries and interviews, they will be up and available through multiple venues, through ktqa.org and through our partners at Radio Tacoma and VT Radio Universal, or Vete Radio Universal, La Nueva Era de la Radio, our partners that we collaborate with who run and manage a volunteer-based online Spanish language radio. I do appreciate everyone who has emailed in and texted in with questions and comments. For the crew here at KTQA, we still are running on a skeleton crew due to making sure that we are maintaining COVID-19 safety. But if you got feedback for us, you can always email us at daily@ktqa.org. You can visit us online, daily.ktqa.org, or call us or text us at 253-330-8821. If you missed any of today's announcements or want to take another listen or read at them, visit our website. But you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources from anywhere in the state. We hope you're all having a wonderful November, a wonderful week, staying warm in this blustery fall weather, staying physically distant, but separately together. I look forward to bringing you the Daily Briefing again on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.